This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
It is a bit of a mystery why, but a Chinese insurance company has now thrown in the towel and is dropping its bid for the hotel conglomerate Starwood. That means Marriott will buy Starwood, which is Sheraton, Westin, W Hotels, Aloft, and more. Here, we occasionally consult a fellow who's developed a passion for getting deals using funny money, those points that accumulate from airlines, car rentals, credit cards, and hotel stays. So what's this mean to a guy like Mark Orlowski, who has to stay in these hotels? Mark, got a strategy for this?
Use the points. There's an expression amongst folks that collect frequent flyer miles and points called earn and burn. These points only go in one direction. They devalue. And so it's not a safe investment to hold them for the long term.
All right. So you've been on the program before talking about strategies with car rentals, frequent flyer points for the actual flights. Give me a hand here if you want to use points for rooms, for accommodation.
The value of hotel points can vary widely. You know, 40,000 points, let's say, with Marriott might get you a self-service hotel, say, by the airport in Hartford, whereas 40,000 points with Starwood might get you a luxury suite at a resort in Hawaii. It's important to think about that when these types of mergers come up, because if points from Starwood are combined with points with Marriott, those points may become quite a little bit less valuable if they decide to convert those Starwood points into Marriott points at a less favorable rate.
But overall, Mark, what you're saying is don't just let those accumulated hotel points sit there. The rules could be changing, and if there's an opportunity to use them, use them.
Absolutely. And it depends on how much you travel. But definitely shop around, because sometimes there's other websites, for example, Priceline or Hotwire, have these what they call sort of opaque inventory systems, and where they show you the neighborhood a hotel is in, how many stars it is, but they don't actually tell you what hotel it is. And the only way you can discover what hotel is actually sort of available is by actually putting in a bid and committing to purchase that room without knowing what hotel that actually is.
In your experience, have you ended up generally with a hotel room that has pleased you when you didn't know which brand you were buying?
Overall, I've probably spent 100 or 200 nights over the last decade in rooms that I booked with Priceline and Hotwire, and I've probably saved easily sort of $10,000 over the years for my nonprofit and some of it personally for vacations. You know, just last night I stayed in Midtown Manhattan. You would expect a room would cost $200 or $300 per night, and I looked it up, and actually the Sheraton I stayed at was about $250 a night. I paid $75.
Here with our room service, Mark Orlowski, whose day job is executive director and founder of the Sustainable Endowments Institute. That's a nonprofit, so he tries to keep his business travel costs down. Mark, thank you.
You're welcome, David.